Okay, we're going to continue with the session. We're in Isaiah, and we will shortly be getting into Isaiah 53. But let's start.
Heart also will I give you.
That's right.
And a new spirit will I put within you. You know what kind of spirit he puts in you? Takes away
love.
All pain.
Love.
Love. You know,
he puts a new spirit within
you. You are not born in Poland. You can't forget those things. Okay. I'll die and I'll live again.
Now, Vina, you're going to come to the banquet in May. Zvi.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
I think I spoke to him once.
No, you never.
I spoke to one and I told him what I went through. He says, I can't blame you that you feel that way.
She's struggling with her past. Poland, the persecution, and so on. In May... this, I think, is April, if I remember correctly. There's a Holocaust survivor living in Israel who's coming to speak at a banquet that the ministry I am with is hosting. And Malvina's already been invited. He went through the Holocaust. He lost all of his family. He was in Germany. No, he was in Poland, I think, initially also. Ended up in Germany, in the Warsaw Ghetto in Poland. But he's going to come and share his testimony. And so we have talked to her about Zvi, about an example of someone who's gone through worse than she did. I mean, he lost everybody. Mother, father, 4 siblings, aunts, uncle, everyone. He could not find one living relative after the war. And he, as an 18-year-old, he ended up in Israel and fought in the first war. Long story. He just died last November and went home to be with the Lord, but... he had quite a testimony.
I don't know if that
was his name, Cohn, I think, or somebody.
I don't know.
Gary, you know.
Gary Cohn.
Oh, Gary Cohn.
See? Uh-huh. I spoke to him and I tell him just what I went. He said, well, I can't blame
him. He can understand it, but there's no excuse for it. You can meet Zvi. Zvi will
now,
tell
like
you.
Like Alita says, God has allowed for 6 million Jews to be cremated?
Yeah. Now, here's the issue that comes up that, especially with older Jewish people, God has allowed 6 million Jewish people to be cremated, to be killed. So at this point, you don't want to digress. And at least the way she termed it, God has allowed. Obviously, God allowed it. God is omnipotent. God could have prevented it. He allowed it, but he didn't cause it. So we've been at this now for 45 minutes. At dinner, after dinner, and so we're trying to get into the heart of talking about the Lord. You don't want to get diverted into something else.
Why did God allow a thing like that? Why didn't he do that to the Goyim?
So why did God allow that? Why didn't he do it to the Goyim? A lot of Goyim did die, but the genocide was against the Jewish people. So how could you answer this? And how, perhaps, would you answer this in this context? Why did God allow that to happen? Good, yeah. You know, free will. We're allowed to make choices. And, yes, God allows it, but that's because he gives us a free will. And we chose to go away from God, the leadership, whatever, that type of thing. And then, you could use that, and you can use it also to transition then. You know, you have a free choice, Malvina. And you can choose to go God's way or go the rabbi's way or whatever. So, because you're always looking for a transition. You want to deal with the issue surfacely if need be, instead of in detail, but then you always want to transition back to the heart of the matter. And what's the heart of the matter? She's a sinner. Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, and she needs him. And that's where what this whole evening is about. We're establishing authority, the Bible, not rabbis, not tradition, the Bible, and you need a Savior. And that's where this whole evening is going. And although she's bringing up a lot of issues, Goyim and rabbis and Catholics and persecution and different Bibles in her mind, that type of thing.
You're your problem, Malvina. You've got such a big heart, you're concerned about everybody but yourself. You know, you need to start...
See how I'm transitioning? You know, Malvina, you got a great heart. You got a big heart. You're concerned about everybody. you know, but what about Malvina? So I'm complimenting her. You know, you got such a huge heart. You love everybody. You want everybody to be okay. But what about you? So I'm trying to bring it back to her.
I'm hurt.
But God wants to heal her.
I lost a big family in Europe. Don't forget.
I'm hurt. I hurt. I lost a big family in Europe. Don't forget. So it's difficult. It's not easy. When, you know, if you've lost, I don't know how many scores of relatives she lost in the Holocaust. And Poland, you know, she came here from Poland, but and Poland, they had many of the camps were in Poland. Most of her family remained behind in Poland. She lost them all, or a good number. I don't know how many. And she said, "I'm hurting." So you need to empathize. You know, it's very probably none of us. You know, my family, my parents, my father's side came here in the 1820s or 30s, and my mom's side in the 1880s. If I lost relatives in the Holocaust, they were so far removed, I don't know of any. She lost family that she knew. And so you got to empathize and understand, but that still doesn't change the fact that she needs the Lord. But she's hurting. She is, and you just hear it in her voice, hear it in her countenance and what she's saying.
A lot of people. Zvi, who will be here? I'm about to tell you. He lost everybody. He didn't have one living relative left.
And yet he believes in Jesus.
And loves him with all his heart. And tells everybody about him.
That's right. Well, really, between you and me and the lamp, but they don't count.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. I'm
a
kidding
lot.
You. I love you. You see,
well, that lamp must be the light of God.
No,
because
I
he's here.
Gonna
he's going to be listening in to what you say.
Are you going to hit me again? Because I keep on repeating that. Why did... Was he really against the Jews because they were sneaky or they were changing the religion?
He loved...
She said, you're going to hit me again. Why the Goyim? She's talking about the Jews. They think they're sneaky or changing the religion or whatever. So she's going back to the Goyim again. That's why I said, you're going to hit me again. Because how many times she brought up the Goyim? In 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes where we're at now roughly. 8 times? 10 times? I don't know. So you're going to hit me again for bringing this up again. So it's obviously it's an issue. You know, she's grappling with it.
Of the Jews. He
but
died
why did
the
Jews push him to be hung, crucified?
Let me show you what Isaiah said.
They were sticking up with the... Who were the other people that crucified him? The
Romans.
Yeah. Yes.
They say, what is she saying is... Why did the Goyim blame us for crucifying him, for killing him? And, you know, is that why God hates us? And we're saying, no, God loves the Jewish people. God loves all people. And then we're saying there's other people. And then she says, well, the Romans crucified him. But what she's thinking, you know, she was in Poland. You're the Christ killers. The Jews, you know, go back to Palestine. You lousy Jews, go back to Palestine. You kill Christ. Bit on and that type. Then she lost, you know, why do they hate us? Why does God hate us to allow this to happen? Is all she's communicating. So we're saying God doesn't hate us. God doesn't hate you. God doesn't hate the Jews. And there's others there that are responsible for the death of Jesus. Romans actually, you know, that's where we're at now. Nailed them.
And the Jews were
there.
If I didn't see that picture, I would never know so much history.
Well, the Jews wanted him crucified because of what he was bringing into light, all the things that they were...
She saw a movie on, I don't know which movie, on the crucifixion. She learned a lot of history. And so a lot of what she's basing on Jesus is not from the Bible, but from this movie, and I don't know what movie she saw, and she remembered the Romans actually crucified Jesus. So that's what she's talking about.
Doing that
without
what God said.
Because they were doing wrong, you know.
Let me go through this with you.
Until this day, you'll find a lot of rabbis stealing and everything.
Here, let's see what God has to say. This is from the book of Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 53. Okay? Now, we want to go through it very slowly. I want you to understand it.
Very slowly.
I'm going to ask you.
Because you've got to remember this.
I'm going to ask you to tell me what it means.
Okay. We're going to go through it very slowly. And she says, very slowly. So, and I'm going to ask you to tell me what it means. So if that's the best way. If you have that opportunity with a lost person, let them to... It's English. I mean, if they're at all educated, people can, by and large, tell you what the text means. We're not talking about deep doctrine or difficult things. We're talking about basic things. So, Malvina, we're going to go slowly, and you're going to tell me what it means. Because if she tells me, and I'm going to help her, you'll see, she's understanding it because she's putting it in her words. And to be saved, you have to understand the gospel. I mean, if there's no understanding of the gospel, you can't be saved. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, but you got to understand it. So we're going to go slowly.
Okay, I'll help if you stumble, but I want you to tell me. He starts out, who would have believed our report?
Who would
believe our report? What do you do when you report? A reporter for the paper, what's he do?
Well, I tell them just how I feel.
He writes down what he sees,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He says, who would have believed our report, the prophet says. Mm-hmm. In other words, will you believe what the prophet says, in other words? Who's going to believe what we say?
Who is a prophet?
Isaiah.
Yes. Isaiah is who?
Hebrew prophet.
Hebrew prophet.
And he says, will you listen to what I say, God speaking through me? Who's going to believe what we say? And then he says this.
Who would believe?
Will you believe it?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see.
That was perfect. She brought it up. Now, who would believe? And so I said, you know, she understands what report is. You write down what you think, or I said, what you've seen, and then the prophets are reporting, and she said, well, who would believe? And so I make it personal. Will you believe? She says, yes, which is certainly what you want to hear.
See if you'll believe it, okay? Yeah. We'll go on. It says, for he, now, he is an individual, right?
Yeah.
He grew up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a...
I'm emphasizing, this is an individual. He, I could have said man because it's, masculine. He. So it's not Israel, it's he. It's an individual.
Dry ground. And when you think of a tender plant, what do you think of?
A plant that the ripe is ripe.
The tender would be very young. A baby is very,
very
tender,
young, yes.
Very young.
Yes.
A root out of a dry ground. Do roots come out of dry ground?
No.
No. So that's miraculous, right?
Right.
So he shall grow up.
So she understood that. Roots don't come out of dry ground. So for a root to come out of a dry ground, it's miraculous. Yes, she understands that. So we're talking about he. So we're getting, where are we going now with the beginning of this? This one has a miraculous beginning or birth. Yes.
As, in other words, like a root out of a dry ground. In other words, his beginning will be miraculous.
Now, when you're talking here, are you talking about Jesus?
You can answer that. He doesn't say who he's talking.
Now, she says, now when you're talking here, you're talking about Jesus. Now, are we talking about Jesus? Yes. I know that, but who needs to know that? Malvina. And so, what I didn't say yes. What I said, you answer that. Because I don't want to put my words into her mouth. I want her to identify it as speaking of Jesus. Because if she doesn't identify this one as Jesus, she can't be saved. I mean, you can go do another passage, obviously, but that's what I'm doing. I want her to identify it. And so let them answer the question.
The Old Testament doesn't say.
This whole book is only the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's what
Testament.
I'm saying.
It doesn't say. We're going to try to figure out who it is. Okay? That's why we're going slow.
So I'm saying it doesn't say who it is, but we're going to try to figure out who it is from what it tells us about this person.
We'll see try to figure out who he's talking of. So he says you're going to come up as a root out of a dry ground.
Yeah.
A miraculous beginning, okay?
Right.
Then it says...
In other words, it's a miracle if you can get something out of a dry ground.
Right,
sure,
right. It's a miracle.
Right.
So he's got a miracle start.
Mm-hmm.
A miracle beginning, a miracle birth, okay?
Yeah.
Then it says this. He was...
Was it really a miracle birth?
Was it really a miracle birth? So, I mean, she's thinking, she wants to understand. Was it really a miracle birth?
Well, isn't that what it said? Does roots come out of dry ground?
No.
No. So it has to be a miracle birth. Whoever is going to fit this description will have to have some kind of miraculous birth. Right?
So why don't Jews want to believe that
now,
Jesus
Gina,
was...
Do you see what you're about
Jews? So why don't Jews want to believe this? Again, I mean, for the umpteenth time. Why don't the rabbis believe? Why don't the Jews believe? Why don't the Pope believe? Why don't this guy believe? Why don't the Protestants believe? So what do you want to do? Why doesn't Malvina believe? Now, will you believe the report? Forget about everybody. She's so, you know, she always brings up, you got to believe. You want to make it personal.
I'm asking about you. You said you'd believe it. Let's. We haven't even started. Already you're saying you don't believe. We just got barely out of the starting blocks.
How many years did you study? I'm just the beginning. No. One evening, you want to make
you know, I'll tell you something. I never had the opportunity of somebody sitting down like
so
this
stupid
and helping me. No, and helping. I was stupid.
I'm stupid.
You're learning a lot faster than me.
I want to ask the Lord's blessing. I want to ask the Lord to have Malvina understand what
she everything that I'm stupid, I don't understand. You got my disposition, like sweet and low.
Just wanting to her disposition,
let's
sweet
do that
and low.
Sweet and low.
Okay.
Okay.
Father, we just pray now that you'd help us to understand
Lita wants
this.
To pray
Malvina
that God will help
to see your
Malvina
truth in it. Father,
Lita
we
always
commit
would
her into your hands.
Let's pray.
We give her the sight, the understanding that's necessary. Lord, bless this food that we're going to have. And we'll thank you.
We're going to have dessert also Jesus now at this point. Remember, this is around a dinner and Rad Mad
okay,
dessert.
So
nobody would believe
as we're
that
talking
I'm
now, we're getting coffee and dessert.
Well,
I'm learning, but still.
This is a
you're learning.
Thanks for what you're to receive.
You're doing good. You're doing very good.
I'm doing very good.
Okay, now listen.
So she's learning.
She is learning. I go to sleep. Did I tell you I saw Jesus on the CD? I'll never forget it. I'm looking for it, and I can never find it again. I was so sick that night.
Well, maybe he's trying to show you something.
I was so sick.
He is talking to you, Marvin.
And that was the night when I saw that picture. And I take a look in the middle of the night. Like the ceiling got
in.
The ceiling was bright. And I saw him with the horns, you know, before they hung him, because I didn't want to see when they hang him. But one day they put the
thorns in him.
The thorns. Yeah. And that's the way I saw him. And next day I called Lisa and I told her.
Well, maybe the Lord's trying to show you something. Listen to what the prophet says in the Jewish Bible. We've already seen he's got a miraculous beginning. Then it says this. He was despised and rejected of men. Now, what does that mean?
Well, they didn't believe in him.
That he was even despised and rejected. They didn't accept him.
Right.
So this one, he had a miraculous beginning. And when he came, he was rejected by men. Right? That's what the Jewish Bible says. Okay. We go down. It says this. He was wounded through our transgressions.
Bruised skipped over
because of our
iniquities. The heart of the issue with it.
In other words, he was wounded because of our transgressions. Now, what does that mean?
For not understanding him.
What is transgressions?
I really don't know.
Okay, transgressions means to break, to go across.
See, this is where you may have to define. She had no idea what transgression. So I don't know. So it's to break or to go across, break God's law.
This is a line. If it says don't go on the other side of this line, and you go across it, you transgress it. Across, trans
you're
means
like
across.
You're like a trespass.
Trespass.
Right. See,
you break the law.
Him.
Okay. So if you... if
a killer. So where is my disposition? A little sweet and low. And a little miller.
This is more important. This is what you need. You'll get it.
My heart needs a little...
It's coming. It's coming.
So it's Christmas.
Have a little patience. I guarantee it'll be here before Christmas.
Christmas.
And maybe just a day before.
Do you believe in Christmas?
That's a whole other conversation. Let's stick here first.
He doesn't want
it. Here.
Already, do you?
I said it's a whole other conversation. I'll talk to you about that later. Let's
I'm
look
not
at this.
Staying later because I got to make my deadline. 9 o'clock, I got to be in
okay,
bed.
Then next week we'll talk about it.
I mean, until 9 o'clock.
That's
why
I
want to
get on
here.
This.
Go.
Okay, it says.
May I have the cow, please?
You sure?
Thank
man.
You.
You sure that's not meat?
No.
Okay.
She asked for the cow for cream to go with her coffee. And so I'm just started joking with you. Sure, that's not meat. So, you know, separating dairy and meat. So, anyway, a little joke.
But as he was wounded for our transgressions.
Thank you, Dan.
What does that mean? I'll take some of that.
For our sins, he was
wounded.
That, yeah.
That's what it says. For our sins, he was wounded. Okay, very good. So we're finding out
the world of sins he took upon his shoulders.
That's what it says, right?
Yeah.
So what have we learned about this individual?
So she has the right answer, but you want to hear And then she says, he took all of our sins upon his shoulder? Like, that's amazing. Like, I don't know if I believe that type of thing. And I said, wasn't that what it says? You know, but it's starting to register, starting to sink in.
Already. He was born miraculously, right?
You believe it?
I believe what the Bible says. Remember, the prophet says, who's going to believe what I say? I'm going to believe what he says. He was born miraculously.
You're by time your servant's called. Called again.
Can't please everybody all the time.
No.
Please the Lord.
That's what. Yes. That's important. That's right.
Okay. He's got a miraculous beginning. When he comes, he's going to be what? Despised and rejected, right? But he is going to be wounded for what? He's going to take what upon him?
Everybody's sins.
Our transgressions, our sins, right. You're learning the Bible. Then it says this.
This ain't already.
It says this. Yet the bond of our peace is upon him. Now what does that mean? The bond or the chastisement.
Now I'm reading from the Jewish Bible. The Jewish Bible says the bond of our peace is upon him. The King James says the chastisement of our peace. Well, really the same thing. Bond, because of your sins, you're in bondage. The chastisement, you're punished. So essentially the same thing. And I quote the King James, but remember, I'm using the Jewish Bible. That's what we're using. So the bond of our peace is upon him. Is that how that
is? Of our peace is upon him.
Very fancy words.
Okay, in other words, it means the punishment. For our peace.
Yeah, and you certainly don't want to get into a discussion on translations. Now, she had mentioned that before about the Jews believe, not translations, Jews believe this. This is not a place for that at all. So.
Is upon him. For our peace, what does that mean?
No.
What does it mean for our shalom?
Oh, for our peace.
Yeah, our shalom.
Shalom.
So it's for you to have peace. The judgment would be upon him. The judgment of our peace is upon him.
See, I'm helping her out.
Okay.
Sometimes she's not grasping.
With what he went through and took upon himself, we could have peace.
Oh, I see.
Okay? Isn't that what that says?
You mean to tell me one person for so many million of people?
Well, that's not what I said.
Fantastic. You mean to tell me one person for so many millions of people? Bingo. I mean, she's getting it. You know, she's not there, but she's understanding.
Hey, that's what God says. I can't. You know, I just accept it. That's right. Now listen. It goes on. All we like sheep have gone astray. What does that mean?
That means people stop believing.
They go their own way.
Their own way.
Sheep are pretty dumb, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know much about sheep? They're pretty dumb.
Yeah.
They go anywhere. But we're all that way. We all go our own way. Here's what the next one says. We have turned everyone to his own way. What does that mean?
Everybody stop believing in their religion.
Instead of in who?
Instead of Jesus.
Instead of God. Yeah. Right.
In other words, you call him God, right?
Yeah, well, yes.
God.
Okay. They stop believing in Jesus. I said, that's right, God. Oh, you call him God. No, and is he God? Yeah, so it's just, she's got to understand that. It's biblical. And so it's just, she caught it, which is good. She's even though she's in her 70s, she's still sharp, and she's not a dummy, even though she says she's a dummy at one point.
You say echad. God is one.
You say echad. God is one. Remember we studied Deuteronomy 6:4, Shema Yisrael, actually in the Hebrew, Shema Yisrael. Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Echad, God is one. So how could you answer that exactly? That's what it is. Because Echad is a plurality in unity word. Now, what verses could you use outside of Deuteronomy to show that? Genesis 1, remember the verse? Verse 5, that's Elohim you're thinking of. The evening and the morning were the first day. Or another verse in Genesis would be what? When you get married? None of y'all have been married. So you use Genesis 2:24 in your wedding? That's the Genesis 2. I just gave the answer. But anyway, Genesis 2:24. Man and woman shall leave their parents and cleave together and become one flesh. So, and you say one there is echad. So how many could then become one? Two. So if you needed to, you could say there's two people who could become one in God's sight. So you could do that. Now at this point, you may not want to digress that much, okay? But that's, you know, I think it was Emily that said, you know, it's a plurality and unity. And given time, you could go back to Genesis 1. Is it verse 5 or verse 15? Now I'm wondering. Genesis, evening and morning were the first day. 15. No, let me see where it is. Not there. It was 5. And the evening and the morning were the first day. First is Echad. So if you had time, you'd go back to that. Now, because we're in Isaiah 53, she brings up a question, that's fine, and you might just want to answer it and move on.
So how can he be two?
We'll cover that later, too.
How can he be two? If he's one, how can he be two? Well, notice how I answer that? We'll cover that later, too. It's way too much of a complicated subject to digress at this point. Because now we're in Isaiah 53. She's starting to see, you know, Jesus died. You don't want to. That would be too much of a digression.
So what time are we going to sit here?
With all these questions you're bringing up, we'll be here until tomorrow.
Oh, I got many questions.
Well, we'll start with some of them. We can only cover one at a time.
Many questions.
Here. Then it says this. And the Lord has caused the iniquity of all of us to fall upon him. Now, do you know what iniquity is?
All the sins? Yes.
The Lord has caused the sins of all of us to fall upon him. Now, what does that mean?
That he's taking everybody's sins, and if you're good, he'll take your sins away from you.
Okay, stop right there. What does that mean? He's taking if you're good, he'll take all your sins. Now, what do we call that? Good works. Work salvation. You got to stop. You know, you got to correct that. Because if you're good, you know, I'll get to heaven. Then he'll take, you know, so you're helping, you know. So that's a work salvation. So you can see she's not there yet. You know, she's moving in the right direction, but she's not putting it together yet. But it's coming. So it has nothing to do with us being good. So you can't let that slip.
Right?
No, it just says it doesn't say anything about being good, does it?
Bad.
It doesn't say anything about being bad. It just says the Lord has caused the sins of us to fall upon him. Who is? Are you a sinner?
Sure.
Is everybody in the world a sinner?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whose sins have fallen upon this one?
Upon Jesus, no?
Well, it doesn't say who it's speaking about yet. Who's it speaking, you know?
No. See, I'm, even though she's making the right answer, I'm not even giving, yes, you're right. We're still not through the chapter. But she's seeing it. She's definitely seeing it. But she's got, you know, but he took our sin. It has nothing to do with being good or bad. That has nothing to do with being, with salvation. We're all sinners. Have all sinned? Yes. Have you sinned? Yes. She didn't. Thank God she answered that way. So she's coming. She's, you know, you can see her, but she's still not there.
But this one, whoever it is, the sins of the world would fall upon him.
In other words, this is the future.
Yes.
May I have a piece of cake now?
Sure. You don't have to listen with your mouth.
But she sees. So this is the future. Even though it's in the past tense, she never thought of that. She said this is the future, obviously. Because Isaiah, the Jewish prophet, is writing about Jesus in the future. So she thinks she's deserving of a piece of cake now. So
listen to the years.
And
you see, if you put some cheesecake in your mouth, then you won't be asking so many questions, and you can listen as I talk. Right? Okay, let's go on. Here, it says this. He was taken away from rule and from judgment, from prison and from judgment. For he was cut off out of the land of the living. Now, what does it mean to be cut off out of the land of the living?
Well, when they hung him. He stopped living.
That's right. If you're cut off from the land of the living.
So where is her whole thinking now focused on this passage? Jesus. You know, and I'm not saying no, but I'm not saying yes, because I want her, you know, her whole, you know, it's Jesus. He, one man died for all the millions. You know, when they hung him, he died. Doesn't say anything about hanging there. Crucifixion, it all says he was cut off. So, but I didn't, yeah, but she's seeing it.
Then where do you end up being? Which, in the dead.
Buried.
Well, he was killed here.
He knew he was going to get killed.
Sure, but here's what it says. He was cut off out of the land of the living. You want to know why? Listen to what it says. He was stricken because of the transgression of my people. So why was he stricken? Why was he smitten? Why was he cut off?
Because he was against those people that
were... No, because of the transgression of my people. It's transgression is sin.
Yes.
Breaking the law.
Yes.
He was smitten.
So what?
Because
again,
of...
I'm going to... So why don't the rabbis see those things? Don't they read that?
Back to the rabbis. Why don't the rabbis see those things? Well, and again, forget the rabbis. Forget the Pope. You know, she's always worrying about everybody else. You know, what about Malvina? Bring it back to the personal need.
Does Malvina see it?
Does Malvina see it right now? We'll worry. How about the rabbi on the tape? He did see it. Don't worry about
the rabbi on the tape that we listed.
We worry about Malvina. Here he was transmitted for the sins of the people. Okay? That's why he was died. Here's what it says next. For one made his grave among the wicked and his tomb among the rich. So if you make a grave, what does that mean?
Now, I'm not covering every little phrase in Isaiah 53. What I'm majoring on is transgression. Will you believe what it says? He was miraculously born to identify. He was rejected. Why did he die? You know, for our sins. He was, but now I'm, you know, going to his death. Now I'm at his burial. So I'm not covering every little thing, just the heart of the gospel. And also that you need to recognize, one of the reasons I emphasize his miraculous birth, because she's got to recognize who had a miraculous birth. I only know of one in history, Jesus, the virgin birth. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Put him in the grave, what happens?
He's dead, he's buried.
He's dead and he's buried. He was cut off, died. There he is put in the grave, he's buried. Okay? Then it says this, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. In other words, outwardly he had never done any violence. Inwardly, there was no deceit. There's no lying or anything. Inwardly and outwardly, he was perfect. Has there ever been a human on the earth that's been perfect?
No.
Except for who? Who claimed to be perfect?
Jesus was supposed to be perfect.
See, she knows where I'm leading, but she doesn't know that. Jesus was supposed to be perfect. You know, we don't have a problem with that. We, you know, he's the perfect, unspotted Lamb of God. He who knew no sin died for us, you know, and so on. But she doesn't know that. But she, you know, so she's guessing that's where I'm leading to, because she knows this all now is talking about Jesus. She's, you know, but she doesn't have the background to understand that he was perfect. He was the perfect sacrifice.
Was he really perfect? All right. He did see all the faults by the Jewish people. Couldn't he put them wise to it? Did he speak to them first before he gave?
He said, okay. Well, he did see all the faults of the Jewish people. Couldn't he have spoken to them first and just put them wise to their problem? What could you say? Did he speak to them first? Yeah. Did he try to put them wise to their problem? Yeah. They didn't listen.
Gave it up to be hung?
He did, but they wouldn't listen.
He told you that they each went their own way. Remember?
You know what the
they
New
didn't care. Each one of them went their own way.
Right. And you know what the New Testament says about Jesus? For Messiah, for Christ, for Messiah, has once suffered for the sins of the people, that he might bring us to God. He's once suffered for sin, that he might bring us to God. The just, the perfect one, the righteous one, dying for the unjust.
But that was in the New Testament, right?
Yes. Well, but isn't that fit what this says?
Yeah, let's say it fits. But how come thousands of years before...
But notice, you know, but that's the New Testament. And it is, the, you know, 1 Peter 3, it is the New Testament. But then I said, doesn't it fit what it says here? I'll bring her back, you know, those, well, that's, you know, it's not my Bible. But see the background and the difficulty. That's why you need to use the Jewish Bible oftentimes or the Old Testament to do it. But anyway, now she says, let me go back a little bit.
Well, but isn't that fit to fit what this says?
Yeah, let's say fit. But how come thousands of years before that they didn't stick up for Jesus so much, like in the New Testament?
He hadn't come yet. Before Jesus was born.
I wonder what the Jews believe, the religious one, who's the Messiah?
The ones who believe.
I wonder what the religious Jews believe who the Messiah is. How might you answer that? Exactly. Yes, Jamie. And, you know, just say, well, if they believe the Scripture, the Bible, the Jewish Bible, they will believe Jesus is the Messiah. So she said, what would the religious Jewish people? So listen to how I answered.
No?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you know that Jesus, but what did the rabbis think?
Is it really
the ones who believe in the Bible yeah. believed in Jesus when he came. Here, just alone.
If you believe the Bible, you believe Jesus is the Messiah.
We see he died. We see he was
so
buried.
Just driving home again. If you believe the Bible, says. You'll believe in Jesus. Believe in tradition, you won't.
But it pleased the Lord to bruise him. What does that mean?
He was like they make a Kippur, you know?
Right.
He was Kippur like the Kippur for everybody,
Yom
right?
Kippur.
Right. And how did God feel about it? It pleased the Lord to bruise
to
him.
To show the people that
he
was, that
so
he
how
was
God,
right.
How, yes, so how did God feel about what Jesus did? What this
know.
Person did.
I
it says
know.
It
please.
Says it pleased the Lord.
Please,
just tell me what it
please,
says.
Oh, he pleased the Lord.
Yeah, pleased the Lord.
That he gave his life up for the right. for other people.
That's what it says. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Look at listen to this. And his soul shall be an offering for sin. What does that mean? Who do you make offerings to?
To God?
So what it says, his soul shall be an offering for sin. What does that mean?
That means his life that he gave up
yeah.
should be given up for people for sins
of the people to
for
God.
For other people's sins
to God.
So
to
this is the
God.
Jewish Bible. This is not
qualified
yes. Christian.
Now listen to what it says here, though. This is important. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. We saw him killed. We saw that he was buried.
Yes.
Now it says he will prolong his days.
You mean that he'll come back to life?
Well, if you're dead and buried, how can you
live? That's it.
You got to come back to life, right?
That's it.
No.
That's it.
Well,
how? When you're buried, you can't come back to life.
But he's going to live again. So how is he going to live again?
In a different person?
No. Same person speaking about. If you're killed and you're buried, and yet sometime in the future you're going to live again, to get to life back again, what's going to happen when you're buried?
He had to come out of the grave.
Exactly. So you can live again. The resurrection. And here it says that he will live
and
again.
He came back as a young fellow, like the way he was...
It wasn't that long. It was 3 days.
Came back a young fellow like he left? 3 days. It wasn't that long, you know. Maybe he had a little stubble. I don't know. So she's, you know, she's coming along, you know, but she's not there yet. You know, she's not ready to accept the Lord, but she's, you know, she's moving in that direction. You know, there was, a, you know, remember when she said, "Well, was it another guy?" You know, no, same guy.
But didn't Jesus raise from the grave?
I wasn't there.
Isn't that what the Bible? Isn't that what the New Testament tells us? Isn't that what history tells us?
The New Testament says that.
Well.
The New Testament tells us. But doesn't the Old Testament tell us? That's where we're in.
So here, what do we learn already?
All right, you're reading the New Testament, and I'm listening.
Notice what she says. All right, but we're reading the New Testament. What are we reading?
The Old Testament.
The Old Testament, Isaiah 53. But we're reading the New Testament. I mean, after all of that time, from the beginning... You know, Sinai Publishing Company, Jewish Bible, Tanakh, yada. We're reading the New Testament. Because, you know, which means, in one sense it's good, because she's recognizing it's Jesus. And because it's so clearly speaking of Jesus, it must be the New Testament. So it's good, but now we can say, no, it's the Jewish Bible. This is the, so.
No. This is the Tanakh. This is the Jewish Bible. This is the Hebrew prophets.
No, Rina.
This is the Old Testament. Look at the Hebrew.
This is the Hebrew.
This is the Jewish Bible.
Look.
It's made, and that's why I showed you right at the beginning, at Sinai. This is written 700 years before Jesus was born.
Pulling it all together, that this is promised by the Jewish
prophets. He wasn't born until 700 years after this. So he had a miraculous beginning. He was despised and rejected of the
because
people.
Because at that time, the people were more, either believed in God more, or they were better kind of people. I don't know what it was that time.
Well, they didn't want to believe, because don't you see, each one went in their, one in this direction, one the other, the Jewish people. This one here, this one there. This
well,
one
now you have different kind of religions in the whole world.
Don't worry
like
about that.
Like Muslim and this one.
Well, you've
and
got
this
such
one.
A big heart, I'll tell you.
You want to take
it. You're so concerned about everybody else but Malvina.
And she's so, we got Muslims, we got all kinds of different people. And so I say, you got such a big heart. I'm commending her. You're worried about everybody. What about Malvina? You got to bring it home.
You need to start getting concerned about Malvina. Yes, you do.
I went through hell and earth.
Well, why don't you want a little bit of peace now?
I went through hell.
Here, listen. Let's finish this. Here.
You're not going to finish the whole book.
Kill him. Why not?
The whole
no, we just got a couple more verses.
Mm-hmm.
We got two more verses.
Two more?
Two more.
How many pages?
All verses. Here, listen.
For one evening lock.
We're almost through. Okay. He shall see the of the travail of the soul and shall be satisfied. Travail means the...
He'll come back to life.
The trials he'll go through. He shall see what he'll go through and God will be satisfied. Okay? So listen to what it says here. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. And what does that mean?
By him being crucified.
By the knowledge of him, we can be justified.
Other people will be justified.
By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many.
You mean they'll learn more?
No.
Or what?
Justified.
They'll be justified.
By okay, let me explain. Let me explain. Yes. Justified is a legal term.
Right.
We are not justified. We are condemned. If you go to a court of law and the charge against you is you've broken the law, you've got to pay a penalty.
Yeah.
When you're justified, what does that mean? You're set free. No longer does the law hold any power over you. Because you broke it, there's no longer any bondage over you. No penalty has to be paid because it's been taken care of. It's been justified when you're set free, in other words. So how does it say we're justified here? By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Now let's back up. Righteous servant. Are you righteous?
No.
No. Am I righteous?
Yes.
No. You don't know me well enough. I thought you knew me better than that. I am not righteous.
As righteous as you may think he is, we know he's still a sinner.
Right. I do things wrong. I'm not righteous.
Hard to believe, Malvina.
There's
you
no
know
righteous
who's
man.
Righteous,
what does he do wrong?
You know who's righteous.
Malvina, the things that we think.
God designer. That's it. Malvina, don't make yourself dumb.
No, but I thought maybe he really meant himself.
No.
But to come come to a point, God is the only one that
that's
is right.
That's right.
And he's
got
the Kaina, Maya Kaina.
That's right.
He's perfect.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If God's going to have a righteous servant, who does that servant have to be then to be righteous?
The people?
No. Who's the only one that's righteous?
Jesus.
God.
God is the, we just said God.
Okay. So if God was going to have a servant who's righteous, who would have that servant have to be?
Jesus.
He'd have to be God becoming a man.
Or God becoming a man.
Because only God can be righteous. So here it's a righteous servant will justify many. Now, listen, now here, we'll back up one more. By his knowledge. What is knowledge?
Knowing what he
knowing.
Was doing.
Knowing.
Yeah.
The knowledge here is by his knowledge. Who is he? The servant.
Jesus.
In other words, by
Jesus was a servant for God.
That's right.
In other words,
oh, God, then you're fine.
Listen. But this is the Old Testament. Now, wait a second. So if we come to a personal knowledge, of the righteous servant, you can be justified. Okay? That's what it says. Now listen to what it says. And he shall bear their iniquities. What does that mean?
He shall take all the sins on him?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you.
You go to the heaven
one, now listen to what this says. Here.
My mommy is so proud of me.
Listen to what this says. He had laid open his soul unto death. What does that mean? He laid open, he gave himself to be killed.
He gave his life up.
Right. Why? He was numbered with the transgressors.
With the people that were wrong.
Exactly. He took off the sin of many. What does that mean?
He's like my sin, your sin.
Well, of many, not of all. How do we get our sin removed? Remember, backing up by his knowledge. When we know him personally.
If you follow him.
Accept him. Then he'll take off your sin. And listen to what it says. And listen to what it says here. And made intercession for the transgressors.
What does that mean?
What does intercede mean? If you and Lita started having a fist fight, I would jump in between. I would intercede.
To come in between to make peace.
Come in between to make peace. He made intercession for the transgressors. Now, who is the transgressors?
You?
Yes. And who else?
They're still people.
Well, who? All of us.
All of
now,
us.
Who is the only one that's not a transgressor? She. No, no, no. She
God.
Is. God.
Amen.
So who do we need to come in between us to make peace?
God.
This, no, it says this one would make intercession for the transgressors. If we're against God, we're sinners, and
just
God is not sinners.
Just walking through it, trying to see
then
that we need
at
a mediator.
Odds with each other. Somebody's got to come
we're
in between us
God.
To correct things. Who did that?
Jesus?
He would make intercession for the transgressors. That's what the Hebrew Bible says. Who is the one that did that?
Yeshua.
Jesus. Yeshua. Who is this chapter in the Hebrew Bible talking about? He was born miraculously. When he came, he was despised and rejected. But he was wounded because of our sins. He became our kapora. He took our transgressions on him. He was our intercessor. He was killed. He was buried. But he lives again. And he said, if you will come to the knowledge of me, you will have forgiveness of sins because I stood in between you and God to bring you peace.
Mm.
Who is it talking about?
About people that are doing the wrong.
Yes, but who is the one that provided the right way to get to God? Who was the individual
Jesus.
Here?
Jesus.
Amen.
Whose Bible is this?
You said that the Old Testament.
The Old Testament, made in Sinai in Israel. So who does this Israeli Hebrew?
See, I'm just whose Bible? This is not New Testament. This is Jewish. And you know, I'm bringing her to the point. Who is the intercessor? Who is the mediator? And where's it from? Jewish Bible. It's your Messiah.
Arians are religious.
I don't. But it's the Jewish Bible. Who is it? Who is the Messiah of Israel then?
They don't know yet.
I'm not asking them. I'm asking you.
You mean by whom? By the Jews or by...
They said, who is the Messiah? Well, they don't know yet. Well, I'm not asking them. She's back to them again. I'm not asking them. I'm asking you. You know, who do you say?
By the Jewish Bible. Don't worry about what the Jews say. What is the
Jesus.
Jewish... He's the Jewish Messiah.
Yeah. But the Hasidim don't believe it, right?
It doesn't matter. What about that Hasidic rabbi we listened to on the tape? But what about you? And what God says. You believe Jesus is the Messiah from what you've read. If you would accept him as your Messiah.
Patience is a virtue. I mean, again, how many times has she said, what about these people? What about the rabbis? What about the Hasidim? What about Goyim? What about this? What about that? And you just got to let it roll off your shoulder. I mean, she wants to know, but she's... It is what it is. You got to be patient, let God do his work, the Holy Spirit.
Messiah, what would he do for you, according to all that he said?
He'll take my sins away?
Isn't that what he
said?
So, directly, so if you would accept Jesus, according to the Bible, what would God do? Take my sins. So she's coming. She's understanding.
Isn't that what it said? You have peace with God? Wouldn't you like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you have to do then?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do?
To believe in him.
You know how to believe in him?
Do
you know how you believe in him?
How do you believe in him?
All the Bible says you believe in him. Here, let me show you from the Old Testament.
Not the new.
Here's what it
Old
says.
Testament. So let me show them how to believe. Now, we'll get, you know, we can go to Isaiah 55, seek you the Lord, call upon him. Joel says, whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. There's a lot of verses that teach that, and I don't remember where I went, but we'll find out.
Here. It says, seek ye the Lord while Isaiah he may 55. Be found. Call upon him while he is near. When you call upon somebody, what do you do?
Can I tell you something? I call for both of them lately.
Okay. Well, wait a second. Well, I want to show you. Who is the Lord?
God.
Okay, but what's his name?
Jesus? Amen. But God has no name?
She makes it as a question, not as a statement of fact. Who is the Lord? God. What's his name? Jesus? You know, she's not convinced it is. I mean, she's coming, but this is not a statement of fact. It's a question, which tells me she's not ready. She's not ready. She's really close, but she's not ready.
I'm going to show you something. God. His name is Jesus. It says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. You're not worrying about the Goyim. Worrying about Malvina and the Lord. It says, if you and the Lord are the only ones in the whole universe, nobody else exists. Okay?
Not everybody else.
Then here's what it says. And let him return unto the Lord. Now, who's the Lord? What's his name?
Jesus.
And look what he will do. I will show you. And he, the Lord, will have mercy upon you and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So if you come to the Lord, he'll have mercy upon you, and there'll be mercy to God, that you will be pardoned.
And let's say you finish, and the rabbi's sitting there just a minute, and he would listen to you like that. And then he will say, Malvina, who are you going to believe in now? What would your answer? Let's say you, Malvina, what would your answer?
I would say I would believe in Jesus because it's in the dream.
She's saying, okay, the rabbi's here. The rabbi's talking. And now, Mark, you're Malvina. And the rabbi says, now what are you going to believe in? Who do you believe this is speaking of? So I say, well, if I'm Malvina, I'd say it's Jesus. So what else am I going to say? And so she says,
amen. And if you'd say Mildred, who would you say I would say?
I'm not going to lie because I have to think about it.
What's there to think about?
I
like that. I'm not going to lie. I've got to think about it. I've got to take it into my heart. In other words, I need to understand it, and I really need to be convinced of it that I want to believe with my heart. You know, with a heart, man believes unto righteousness. She's not ready yet to be saved. She's very, very close. But from what you hear, you know, I got to think about it. I got to believe, you know, but she's come a long way in this evening.
So you know what you need to do? You just, in prayer, Mashiach, Yeshua, Jesus, I believe you are the Messiah of Israel. I believe you were the ones that died for me, that you made Kapora for my sin.
I'm using Hebrew terms that she can relate to.
I accept you now as my Messiah. As my Lord and Savior. He's the Lord. He's living today. One more thing. Let me show you this. Again, the Jewish Bible. Right. For unto us a child is born. What is that?
Where am I quoting from? Unto us a
child is born?
Isaiah.
Oh, Jesus was born then.
Okay.
So. 9.
Unto us a 6. Son is given.
Yeah.
Was Jesus a son given?
It would have been
okay.
In that Bible. Yeah.
The government is upon his shoulder. If you have put something on your shoulder, what are you doing? Carrying it?
Well, like a child, you carry him.
Mm-hmm. He would carry the government upon his shoulder. He'd rule the government. But look what his name is. His name is called, the Hebrew first, Pele, Joaz, El Gibor, Abiad, Sar Shalom.
So that was actually
okay, here's what his name is called. The Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, here's a child born, a son given, who is... His name is the Mighty God. He's God himself. Who is that person?
Jesus.
Why did he come to the earth?
Sure, he should. I can't even say it.
Sure you can.
You do?
What did
know.
Isaiah
why
say?
Why?
I know. So he should take over the sins from all the people.
That's right. And how do you get your sins forgiven?
Believing in him.
Yes.
Amen.
And how do you do that?
You have to believe in him.
You have to call upon his name and say, Jesus or Yeshua. It's understanding who he is that I might have forgiveness.
I'm going to talk to God tonight.
Well, who do you need to really talk to? Who's our intercessor? Who did Isaiah say that made intercession between
us and
God?
Tonight. Who do you really need to talk to?
That made peace with us for God. Who is the one?
Jesus.
Amen.
It's the Messiah.
And
Jesus.
He brings us mercy.
And he pardons us abundantly.
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
And it's Jewish. That's another beautiful part about it. It's Jewish. It's the most Jewish thing you can do, Malvina. When you accept your Jewish Messiah promised by the Jewish prophets, Moses spoke about it. If you would have believed Moses, you would have believed me.
Well, it'll take a little time.
It can happen
right now.
I'm glad
I enjoyed this evening. I'm not going to say anything now.
Okay.
You want me to lie?
No.
I will not lie.
It wouldn't do any good. No. This is between you and God.
Right.
This is between you and God.
If
nothing's going to happen.
I don't want to.
No, you can't lie.
But if you believe in your heart.
Right.
You know, the Bible says that.
Well, naturally, you have to be truthful. You're not playing just with children.
That's right.
It's not a game.
Serious about
and
it.
I want to tell you
wonderful,
something.
Y'all.
I love you.
Tutor.
I want to give you a kiss.
I enjoyed very much, but I got to make up my mind.
Still got to get the
because
course.
I see my whole family, all the Lubavitch, all of them, they would just throw me away.
You know what,
what about God?
He'll watch over me.
But how will he only watch over you? Through who?
By accepting him. But in the meantime, I have to have time.
And okay. You know what? When
you don't
pray,
know me, do you?
No.
I understand, but don't wait. God wants you to do it as soon as possible. It's not something to put off.
If God will help me.
He will.
My heart, now that I have to go to the treatments, and okay. God will help me.
Well, no. Don't make deals with God. Here, don't make deals with God, Malvina.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what she's saying.
No, I mean, God will help me.
He will if you'll let him. How is he
going to
help you, though? But how you got
to
have your sins forgiven to believe?
Well,
in God.
I believe in God. God will have to speak to His Son.
Well, who does He
Jesus.
Want?
Jesus.
God
he want
need
to speak
to His son, or does
God wants to speak to Jesus?
Well, He can speak to Him right now.
No.
You know who needs to speak to Him?
I have to speak to
you
Him.
You have to speak
but
to
the
Him.
The time will come.
Here's what it says. Listen
time will
here.
Come.
Book of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart.
That's
now, who's
right.
The Lord?
The Lord is God. The Rabbi also says, the Lord.
But what's
so I don't have to say Jesus.
Well, that's
I
his
know,
name.
You mean Jesus.
Okay. Trust in him with all thine heart.
But when they say Arapa and Shu, when they say our Lord,
Jesus
he doesn't say Jesus.
Who is that child born?
But the rabbi doesn't say Jesus,
that
I'm trying
it,
to
say. That doesn't make it right. Remember Isaiah
right.
said the prophet, there'd be a child born who would be the mighty God.
Right.
Well, who's the mighty God? Isn't he the Lord?
Jesus.
Now listen to what he says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. All your heart. 100%.
That's the only way I want to believe in.
That's the only
but
way you can believe
time.
In.
Right.
Okay. Now,
I will not lie.
Okay. Now
I
listen to what.
I wouldn't live with my conscience like
right.
that.
Right. Now listen to what this says.
I couldn't live like that.
No. Listen to what this says.
Just a minute. Your friend, she says, I don't believe in anything. This, she says, I have to have a religion, and I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
She was never explained.
Was that
did she say? Yeah.
Oh.
Did she sit and she listened
to
that?
I have explained to her for years.
You did?
Oh, sure. I've gone through the Bible with her. I've had
oh,
her.
I didn't know.
And her
like
daughter.
You've been coming out for a long time. But listen to what it says here. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, what does that mean?
Not just to listen to myself?
That's right.
Exactly
what it
right.
says. In other words, don't
that's
listen
right.
to what, don't try to figure it out yourself. Lean not on your own understanding. In
and
other
who
words,
should I listen to?
God.
To God?
God?
To Jesus?
Right.
Well,
if God
to,
says Jesus is
to.
The way, and he is, right? He's the Mashiach. According to the Jewish Bible, it says, don't lean on to your own understanding. Don't you try to figure out what's going to happen. Don't you try to figure out
now,
what's going to happen.
Now, all I
want to
know, now, like my nephew, the Lubavitcher, he reads that. So how can
doesn't.
He come to this? He doesn't
there.
Read this?
I'm waiting
for
the chorus. You've got to hear the chorus.
He
him,
reads
the
Talmud. Remember what we talked about with the dietary
yes,
laws? It's not biblical, but we're going to practice anyway because the rabbis say it. So what do the rabbis spend all day doing? Studying the rabbinical laws that they can teach the people, which is not even based on the Bible anyway. It's stretched so far off, it's not even close. That's the problem.
Yeah, she's going to laugh at me in this. Why is that years ago you
never
heard Jews for Jesus?
Years
many. Ago, why didn't people get wise to it?
Because
what?
Well, number one, there was. Yetta, you know Yetta. 35 years she's believed. That's pretty long.
She's the only one that I heard of.
That's the, I know a lot more.
You know, that doesn't mean that there aren't people that have believed.
Wondering why hasn't right. there been Jewish believers all,
never
all
heard
along?
Of Jews.
Yet it was
yeah,
a Jewish
they
believer.
Maybe secretly they didn't want it.
35 years.
Have you ever heard of Felix Mendelssohn?
No.
The great
Felix
composer.
Mendelssohn, an author, well, composer
well,
from the 1800s.
The
he was a believer.
He was a Jewish
yeah.
believer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He was, I didn't
know have you ever heard of Benjamin Disraeli?
Yes.
British
yes.
The great Jewish man. He was a Jewish believer.
Statesman of Britain.
Yes.
He was a Jewish believer.
I can go on and on. I don't remember all the names.
Disraeli.
He was a great
sure.
statesman. A British statesman. Jewish statesman for Britain, I believe
well,
it was.
She's not here this morning,
oh.
you know.
Yeah. But he was a Jewish believer.
Malvina, I know that you want to know.
Arthur Rubinstein. Not.
He has been showing you. I know that. And I know you know that, too.
He can give you a peace.
That's right.
In your heart, he can take away that fear and give you comfort.
He will.
If you'll just let him. You've got to let him.
We'll close here. She didn't come to the Lord that night. 2 months later, Liz led her to the Lord. That was such a blessing. So let's close. So, Father, we're thankful for your love and your goodness, and may we be better witnesses for you as a result of this course. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.